I am one of the mission partners from this church, and I'm currently working in Lima, Peru, with an organization called Buena Tierra, and we publish materials for Sunday school for kids, and we train Sunday school teachers. So I just want to say thank you, first of all, for continuing to support me. I've just been here for a month on holiday, and I head back on Wednesday. But yeah, it was a year and a half since I've been here last. So thank you for all your ongoing support during that time that's enabled us to get out and do loads more training. Here we're training in a city in the jungle about the prevention of child sex abuse, which is one of our main training things that we're doing at the moment. Such a huge problem in Peru and Latin America. So yeah, it's great to have a Christian material, biblical material to help churches teach kids how to protect themselves. So that's really exciting. And if you want to know more about me, so I don't have to stand here and say it, you can check out the website, lifeinlima.com. So there's all sorts of kind of background information on there about how God called me to be working on the other side of the world and what we're up to. And there's photos there. And Peru's an amazing country. Feel free to come and visit. Yay. So yeah, I just got a couple of minutes to just share some prayer points looking forwards. This was me last August in an event called Expo Lit, which is the biggest Christian Spanish-speaking literature and media event. It takes place in Miami, which is apparently the capital of Latin America because they all speak Spanish there. Last year, this is me meeting with our clients from Paraguay, and we're amazingly going to get to go again this year. We try and sell our materials to an international market. And yeah, I've been away for a month now at a really critical time of preparing for this big event. Praise the Lord, we managed to get 12 new books to the printers 2 weeks ago. I wasn't there, so I'm really hoping the right files were sent to the printers. I will find out when I arrive in Miami and open the boxes. But yes, when I head back next week, I start back at work next Friday. I've got 3.5 weeks of lots of preparation to do to get ready for that event, so I'd really appreciate your prayer for that. And I'd really love us to get another new international client as well. We currently sell in Mexico, Ecuador, Paraguay and Honduras. So I would love just to extend that to give good quality Bible teaching resources to more churches in Latin America that aren't translated from English or from the United States, that are written in Latin America for them. And for those of you that know a little bit, Buena Tierra is part of a small chain of Christian bookshops in Peru called the El Inca. That has been suffering economically for quite a long time. And this time last year, we were told they were going to sell it or close it. So it's been a crazy, intense, very difficult year. We've gone through a lot of ups and downs, but there has... But we found a buyer, which are CLC, Christian Literature Crusade. They are in 58 countries worldwide. So that's really exciting, but that whole process has taken such a long time. And there's still some problems with closing the El Inca so that CLC Peru can open. So please pray that they can find clear solutions to that. And also for clarity about the future management of CLC Peru. Our current manager, who was started temporarily part-time 3 years ago, is still going, and she's going to be leaving. And CLC Peru we've got someone from Ecuador who's coming every month to kind of manage the transition process. But long term, we still don't really know what that's going to look like. So please just pray for the future of the management and who's going to have real vision to take us forwards. And just for the whole team, it's been a real struggle. People's livelihoods, you know, depend upon their jobs. And two people sadly were asked to leave during this transition process, made redundant, and the rest of the team are, you know, a lot of pressure, working really hard. So please pray for their morale and for God's really been faithful and is growing our faith all the time in the Inca and in Buena Tierra. So yeah, just pray that that keeps going and that we can keep close to God during that time. So yeah, I just wanted to be able to share a little mini update. Feel free to check out the website or just ask me or look me up on Facebook. I'm always there. So yeah, thank you very much.